We come together this afternoon following the passing of our late sovereign, Queen Elizabeth II. Our sadness at this time is shared by people across the globe as we remember with affection, gratitude, the lifetime of service given by our longest serving monarch. But the basis on which our monarchy is built has ensured that through the centuries, the crown has passed in an unbroken line of succession. Today's ceremony marks the formal proclamation to the people of Crawley and the beginning of our new king's reign. Yesterday, the Accession Council met at St. James's to proclaim our new sovereign. The flags, which had flown at half mast since the Queen's death, are raised briefly to their full height to mark the start of His Majesty's reign. The Accession Council also made an order requiring High Sheriffs to cause the proclamation to be read in areas of their jurisdiction. It was that task which the High Sheriff of the County of West Sussex discharged early this afternoon, and it is now my humble duty to read the proclamation to the people of Crawley. Ladies and gentlemen, the proclamation of the accession. Whereas it has pleased Almighty God to call to His mercy our late sovereign lady, Queen Elizabeth II, blessed and glorious memory, by whose decease the crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is solely and rightfully come to the Prince Charles, Philip, Arthur, George. We therefore, the Lord spiritual and temporal of this realm and members of the House of Commons, together with other members of Her Late Majesty's Privy Council and representatives of the realms and territories, aldermen, citizens of London, and others, do now hereby, with one voice and consent of tongue and heart, publish and proclaim that the Prince Charles, Philip, Arthur, George is now, by the death of our late sovereign of happy memory, become our only lawful and rightful liege, Lord Charles III, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom, of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of his realms and territories, King, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith, to whom we do acknowledge all faith and obedience with humble affection. Beseeching God, by whom kings and queens do reign, to bless His Majesty with long and happy years to reign over us. Given at St. James's Palace on the 10th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 2022. God save King.
God save the King. God save.